The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 30th of July, 2019. Conversations I've had with friends over the course of the day. You know, people sometimes wonder, well, how do you decide to talk? You know, what do you do? Do you sit there and prep for hours doing the show? And sometimes, folks, I'll change my mind on doing a particular type of program or content of program. I might change my mind 30 seconds from airtime. Well, sometimes I look at what I got and I go, I'm just not feeling that. So I go in the direction that the course of events and, you know, our stored up hates and pet prejudices. if you're following the narrative of supposedly mainstream, it could be very difficult. I'm starting to appreciate and understand how the brain-screwed Americans watching the fake news, thank you, Donald, I knew that many, 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 many years ago, and I didn't have to run for president to find that out. But there's a very disturbing trend, and sometimes when this stuff happens, I've got to take the time, and I've got to talk about it, and most of the time when I talk about it, I don't know who listens to this program, but more times than not, all of a sudden, the trending whatever, it just up and disappears. Isn't that odd how that happens? At least somebody out there appreciates my opinion. Well, I've got another one here. Chris J. Petherick of the American Free Press. And it's in the edition here. Which edition is this? July 12th edition. And he goes off on time to unmask Antifa and label them terrorists. Thank you very much for playing the game. You're wrong. He says, in this week's issue, we're dedicating considerable editorial space to Antifa, the militant far-left group that has been violently attacking Americans across the country. This past week, they were once again in the news after members of the organization brutally beat journalist Andy... How the hell do you pronounce NGO, Mike? NGO. That's his last name. No. Okay. That's close enough. We'll just refer to him as Andy. On June 29th, my birthday, sending him to the hospital with a serious brain hemorrhage during a protest in Portland, Oregon. I'm sure you've seen it. Surrounded by Antifa, they were throwing stuff at him, and somebody tried to split his skull open. And Steve Elkins, that's as far as I'm going to the Kraken comments you made to me today via text. I've really got him brain screwed over this New York thing about people throwing water on cops. At any rate, Now, Andy had been documenting the Antifa activists who were demonstrating against the Proud Boys, a right-wing men's group, when he was beaten bloody and robbed of his expensive camera equipped as police stood by and watched. After being pelted with eggs and other liquids, Andy was able to stumble to paramedics who pointed him to an ambulance that was all the way over on the other side of the protest. Eventually, he made it to a hospital where he was diagnosed with a concussion and a brain bleed as well as a neurological damage. Well, anytime you take a blow to the head, it's going to kill some brain cells. The issue is to what degree the neurological damage is. To this day, no one has been detained for attacking Andy. Police failed to arrest anyone at the time, and there was no way to identify his attackers after the fact, as Portland continues to allow the group to run wild through the city en masse to hide their identities. Okay, keep what I just mentioned in mind, because I'm going to refer back to it. Okay? It's worth emphasizing that Andy is not even a member of any right-wing group. In fact, he's gone out of his way to condemn far-right groups and white nationalists. Andy is actually the son of a Vietnamese immigrant and is openly gay. Well, double plus, good for him, right? While many of his views lean conservative, he eschews that characterization, saying that his anti-communist views and his desire to expose Antifa have been shaped by real-life events, and his parents were forced to endure in Vietnam, where they had their family property confiscated by communists and were put into re-education camps. Okay. Wonderful childhood. Antifa is the same group that, as recent as July 4th, rampaged through Washington, D.C., committing acts of vandalism while burning American flags. In one incident, the Antifa members were arrested after he lit an American flag on fire and threw it at the Secret Service agents, injuring one. Not a good idea. They're playing with fire and not with water. Pun intended, Steve Elkins. According to the mainstream media, Antifa claimed to be counter-protesting a small group of Proud Boys at the time who were celebrating President Donald Trump's celebrating Trump in front of the White House. Now, you wouldn't know that the Proud Boys were peaceful and that the violence came from Antifa by reading media reports, which only noted that two people were arrested while Antifa and counter-protesting the Proud Boys. A few of the articles we perused, however, made note that Washington, D.C. police, friendly with Proud Boys, who did not cause trouble until they were attacked by Antifa. And here's the justifications for his summation here. Now, following the protest, Luke Rolflank, an outspoken member of Proud Boys, issued a statement saying that it's not surprising the police were being friendly with people who aren't saying oink oink bang bang, a reference to the violent anti-law enforcement views of Antifa members. On the other hand, he said the Proud Boys were chanting Blue Lives Matter in support of the police during the demonstration, while Antifa members were screaming at officers and burning flags. Okay. We find it very hard to believe that this kind of radical, violent behavior has been allowed to continue in the United States. If members of any other group in the country don masks and black clothing to avoid being caught while committing crimes, use pepper spray and threw human urine and feces at critics and police during the protests, U.S. law enforcement would come down on them with the heaviest hand. When it comes to Antifa, however, many prominent figures in the mainstream media and in politics go out of their way to defend the group, saying, yes, violence is bad, but they are fighting fascism. Here's the thing, Chris Plethoric says. Though Andy is not a fascist, and for that matter, neither is Milo Yiannopoulos, a gay drag queen who claims to be a conservative, that didn't stop members of Antifa from causing at least $100,000 worth of damage in and around the University of California, Berkeley, when Yiannopoulos had been invited by college Republicans to speak on February 1st, 2017. And he goes on to urge people read our stories on page 16 to 17, the writers S.T. Patrick and Dr. Kevin Barrett, for even more details of this radical group. The left needs to stop covering for this blatantly violent group. It's time to put an end to them once and for all. They need to be unmasked and labeled a domestic terrorist organization by the FBI. Let me do that foul buzzer again. Your previous owner of American Free Press, I went after because he said the Electoral College should be done away with. I read that, read it again, had to read it a third time to make sure that I wasn't missing any nuances. You know, sometimes we'll read something and go, what? Wait a minute. That person said that, and you go back and you reread it. Oh, and then you find out, no, that's, I misread it. Well, I had to read it three times. No, he was dead serious. Do away with the Electoral College. Let's just go to direct democracy. Again, thank you very much for playing the game. You don't even get a consolation prize for that one. Same thing here can be said for Mr. Plethoric. Now, I'm going to call the guy. I'm going to have a talk with him to, I don't know, maybe shape or inform an opinion, maybe enlighten him a little bit that he doesn't write any crap like this again. Because, folks, you know, I was talking to Vince Fanelli today, and I said, do you think that's any kind of accident that they already have the tools for any given situation? And what I mean by that is there's programs, there's stuff that's already set up. In how this relates to what I'm talking about, the remember that authorization, Defense Authorization Act, where they slipped in there that, okay, this is how we're going to deal with terrorists? You know, no lawyers, we're going to disappear you, no phone calls, nothing like that. Just the designation of the federal government saying that this guy or this group are terrorists, all constitutional rights are suspended, fair play, I don't care, give it a name. What Antifa is doing right now, whether masked or unmasked, what George Soros is doing right now is unconscionable, most assuredly. We understand what his motivations are in fueling the left that doesn't have the wherewithal to go out and raise their own damn money for a waste of everybody's time. So we got rich fat cats who are willing to do that. We've got people like the bloated Mr. Moore that'll write books and make endless TV appearances about guns and all that other stuff. Yeah, okay, I get that. But when you miss the point of allowing the federal government to declare anybody under this form of fascism tyranny, you're going to tell me that it's okay to start charging Antifa people with being domestic terrorists? You've lost your ever-loving mind. You're feeding directly into it. Mr. Plethoric, get a bottle of oxygen, take 10 deep breaths, and next time, don't screw it up. I give you from Breitbart. Lo and behold, I picked out that story. I'm going, man, I got to talk about that. That was in the latest edition of the American Free Press. Boom, Breitbart, Rosanna Arquette, all the shooters in America have been white terrorists. See the meme going on? See the narrative that's going on? And now the great patriots of America, yeah, those people are terrorists. You're a fool if you think that way. You're an honest-to-God, useless fool. I hate to be so strong about this, but we're a little late in the game to maybe making stupid mistakes like this one. I am sorry, actress Rosanna Arquette responded to the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting by falsely claiming that all shooters in the United States had been white terrorists. See the narrative coming? And she tweeted this out on July 29th at 1:27 a.m. You should have been in bed. All the shooters in America have been white males. White terrorists. The end. Well, Arquette's claim is demonstrably false. It only has to go back as recently as the May 31st, 2019 Virginia Beach shooting to prove it. Here are some other high-profile shootings of mass shooting incidents that also disprove Ms. Arquette's claim. Henry Pratt Company shooting, February 15th of this year. Rite Aid warehouse shooting, September 20th last year. Downtown Fresno, California shooting, April 18th of 2017. Shooting of Baton Rouge police, July 17, 2016. Dallas police ambush, remember that? Oh, well, we don't have to bring the suspect in. We'll just send in a robotic load of explosives and just blow the living crap out of them. Now, your guy's job is to subdue and arrest the guy to bring him to court so he can be judged fairly and then fairly sent to jail. Notice how quickly that story up and disappeared because of the new tactic? Oh, we don't want to deal with this. We'll just blow him to kingdom come. That was our solution. Folks, I'm not a trained police officer, and I'm not a young man anymore. But given that situation, that scenario, I wished I would have been ahead of that. That guy would have been in cuffs, maybe a little bent up, maybe a few holes in him even, but not life-threatening holes. Would have received medical attention, hauled out to the hospital, once stabilized, moved to the jail, and then he would have went to court. D.C. Navy Yard shooting, September 16, 2013. Hartford Beer Distributor, 2010. Coffee Shop Police, 2011. The problem with claims like Arquette is that the race of mass shooters has not been monolithic, just as the types of guns used in such shootings vary as well, from handguns predominantly to rifles and shotguns as well. So too is the race of given attackers, and not necessarily the same of the attacker before him. Now, one thing that is quite common among attackers is the fact that they tend to strike places where the victims cannot shoot back. I give you the Garlic Festival. They had security there. You had to go through a metal detector. What did that mean? That meant that when you were inside there, you had no means in which to defend yourself against anybody and this enterprising individual. I'll have to read you Steve Elkins' comments on this. This enterprising individual found a creek that bordered the property and the fence. Well, he just cut his way through and went in there and started shooting people. Oh, by the way, there was maybe another suspect, but we're not going to look too much for him. They didn't give the type of weapon it was. And supposedly, one of the people being shot at said to the shooter, "Why are you doing this?" Which is a statement generally scripted for a false flag event, and they were one of the actors. Okay. On November 20th of last year, Breitbart reported a Crime Prevention Research Center study showing that 97.8% of mass public attacks between 1950 and May of 2018 occurred in gun-free zones. That is the great common thread among these mass shooters, and it has nothing to do with race. But here again is the narrative, folks. When this stuff crops up, I just find myself just rubbing my forehead and going, okay, here it comes. Here we go again. Anything that changes this country's standing as it being a republic versus a democracy, okay, you know my opinion on that one. But to be led blindly, and it's a trap, to be blindly led down this path that you have to make a statement that these people should be charged as terrorists. Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Plethrick. Wouldn't appear to the left or certain government officials the back in the 90s when the militias were being formed, would you have called them terrorists? Not all of them were white, but the majority of them were. And Southern Poverty Law and the ADL got a lot of mileage out of that one. It isn't who's there, it's, well, who's not there? Well, we tried to recruit in the inner cities, and hell, we got nothing but our butts shut off. A little tongue-in-cheek humor there. But couldn't the same thing be said then? If you were on the left, all these people need to be declared to be terrorists. Be careful at the fingers that you're pointing. And as I said to Vince Fanelli today, imagine this. When they want to do a false shooting, when they want to set something up, when they want to promote their narrative, when they want to create the meme, they already have all the tools in the bench. The only thing that they do is walk into the shed and go, yeah, I'll take one of those, two of them, and one of them. Already there, already in place to be picked up and used as the tools against who? You and I. Mr. Plethrick, consider your editorials more carefully, sir. Be careful, you just might get what you asked for.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In on the heels of yesterday, and thank you very much for sending this to me. Steve Elkin sent it over, as well as another listener. U.S. police routinely travel to Israel to learn methods of brutality and repression. Of course, that's not what they call it, but that's what the Free Thought Project called it. Ever wonder why a police officer would jump on top of an unarmed woman and smash her face in? Answer, they're trained to do it. Story by Justin Gardner. When McKinney, Texas police officer David Eric Caspolt brutally took down a teenage girl to a pool party in June, he was using a form of martial arts called Krav Maga, in which he trained exclusively. These combat techniques were developed by the Israeli Defense Forces. This is a small reflection of a larger reality that exists in U.S. law enforcement, one that helps explain the brutality and militarization that now characterizes so many police forces. Since 9/11, cops have been traveling abroad to learn from one of the most repressive and dangerous state forces in the world today, the Israeli military and intelligence apparatus. Political commentator John Miranda recently stated that police brutality is directly linked to the training some officers receive in Israel. And I'm quoting from John Miranda. As far as the increases in police brutality within the United States, I think this definitely can be pointed towards the Israeli training that the Department of Homeland Security is giving all American police forces. Now let me stop and digress, because I'm going to pick this thing apart. Who is the Department of Homeland Security? That's the head of all federal agencies now, right? What does the federal agencies have to do with police forces inside the sovereign states? Quick answer to that is none, or they shouldn't have. Some police officers are actually being flown to Israel for training, not all of them, but some. And those that are flown to Israel, they come back home and they train the head officers in the training that they've gotten in Israel. Now, all of these incidences, it's not just happening in African Americans or to them. Police are literally being brutal with all Americans. What are they being told? Your job number one, is your safety. That's what is being drilled into their heads every single day that they wear that uniform. You've got to keep yourself safe. Now, there was a primary responsibility if you donned a police officer's uniform, took the oath of office, and I use that tongue-in-cheek, that you are out there to protect and defend. Remember that painted on the doors of the cars? To serve and protect? It wasn't self-serving. It wasn't to serve yourself, or it wasn't just to protect yourself. Your duty as a police officer was to engage and protect the people that you're supposedly serving. You know, up to and including a bad guy that maybe does some bad things, but you don't let him die, fill him full of lead, and then let him die on his car seat. It's not for you to decide. You're not the judge, the jury, and the executioner. We have a system of justice in this country, and when applied correctly, it generally works. Do a few bad guys go free? Yeah, most assuredly. But what it does is it protects the innocents. No system is perfect. I know that, and they know it as well. But there's been a change. You are going to listen to the police officer, no matter how illegal, unconstitutional the order is. You're not to lip off to them. You're to do everything that they say, and if you hesitate, we'll beat you, we'll taser you, or we'll come up with an excuse of, look, it looked like you were doing something funny with your hand, and I thought you had a gun, and now you're dead. Okay, enough with the rant. At least 300 high-ranking U.S. sheriffs and police from all over the country, as well as FBI and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents have traveled to Israel to learn firsthand the most efficient means of subduing populations. Now, the purported reason is counterterrorism, but protest and crowd control methods are commonly discussed. Police are not learning from the Israeli criminal law sector that deals with Jewish residents. The U.S. police are learning from Israel's military justice system, which controls Palestinians through their paramilitary and counterinsurgency tactics. Residents of Gaza and the West Bank live in what is essentially a giant prison camp. I call it the biggest open-air prison camp in the world, where oppression and brutality from the IDF is a way of life. The use of excessive or deadly force for crowd control is rarely questioned. Now, let me hearken you back to the videos we saw, the IDF shooting Palestinian kids, protesters, not armed, and they would just pick a knee or a leg and shoot, sending him flying through the air minus his leg. And they would laugh. What do you think the instructors imparted on these U.S. officers that went over to Israel to train? More on this when we get back. It's a huge problem, folks. If you guys out there are going to act like this, you'd better find another job.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, before this sounds like anti-police, anti-establishment, give it a narrative. I don't care. Now, three organizations are responsible for sending U.S. cops to Israel for training. The Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Committee's Project Interchange, and the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. The ADL insulted victims of police brutality last month when it honored the St. Louis Police Department just days ahead of the anniversary of Michael Brown's killing. The St. Louis Police Department was the first department to enroll the ADL's training program. Now, the St. Louis chapter of Jewish Voices for Peace issued a scathing statement in response. They said, "We have cringed as the ADL positions itself locally as the champion of racial profiling legislation while sending U.S. police, including former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch, to train on population control in Israel, an apartheid police state with more than 60 years of sophisticated expertise in racial profiling, mass incarceration, settler colonialism, and ethnic cleansing targeting the non-Jewish indigenous Palestinian people." That was the St. Louis chapter of Jewish Voices for Peace. So let's not get into this anti-Jew stuff here. Okay, these are Jews that are speaking out. They know exactly what's going on. And they're going after the champions of this, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law. Well, Morris D's shot off his left foot and then got himself fired. And basically they cleaned house. But this was, well, this was racial profiling U.S. Central Command. I mean, they were damn near, at one point in time, they were damn near cabinet status. If not, actual cabinet status in Washington, D.C. People that have an agenda. And Morris Sleaze, for all those years, he's out there just doing his thing to be accepting. You know, you got to be more tolerant. Well, the poster boy was the one that violated his 14-year-old stepdaughter, 14 years old. Where did that come from? From court records, from his ex-wife's mouth. He managed to dodge that for quite a few years, but we always knew what the ADL was about. And we reported it as such. And, of course, the stellar human beings who were running that thing, their lead attorney and Morris Sleaze himself, yeah, they both shot their own feet off. But here is a group, the St. Louis chapter of Jewish Voices for Peace, that they issued that statement. You know, this isn't anti-Semitism or anti-Jew. This is just laying out the facts. And let the proverbial chips fall where they may. I'm tired of them falling on my head because, you know, isn't it strange that I've been noted, I think I got as high as 30 on the ADL, or I'm sorry, the Southern Poverty Laws list. And while I talked to the ADL, the head guy up there, and I said, look, you know, hey, you think you're going to threaten me? This is Fox, old Abe Foxman, the Fox. I said, no, absolutely not. Well, you think I'm going to stop writing stories about you and your white supremacy? I said, I'm not a white supremacist. No, I urged him to continue to write stories about me and post them on the ADL site. Because the people reading it, I'm going to assume, are Jewish, and then can come over to the network to get an earful about what they have been told. What they've been told was the truth, was actually a lie. And then let's have an adult conversation about it. Ain't going to happen. The only thing that you're going to get screamed at you, you're going to be deplatformed, you're going to be called disingenuous, a disinfo agent, do whatever. The subject matter talked about will never be discussed publicly. The only thing that you're going to get is a name hurled at you. The only thing that you're going to get from behind the scenes is pressure put on, deplatform them. Get them out of here. And to be honest with you folks, if I were to stop talking about the problems and who's responsible, see, here's the difference. With this network, we give you the who, what, where, why, when, and how. The why is very important here. And I'm not making this stuff up. Mike, how long was that program that I did? It was a series. 5 shows, 10 hours, commercial free. Now, I didn't do it using my own opinion. I didn't use it coming up with my own facts based on the intense study I'd been doing of the subject. No. I used their own words spoken by them. That's what I did for 10 hours. Now, what you're seeing happening in America, very polarized, isn't it? Well, it's meant to be that way. It's meant to separate people. It's meant to engender fear, suspicion, hate, all of those. And aren't you lucky that you got a guy that runs a network that doesn't base his life on hate? You've heard me talk about this repeatedly. I don't hate Jews. I don't hate Southern Baptists. I don't hate Roman Catholics. I don't hate anybody. I don't even hate the Antifa people. I can hate what they do. I can dislike what they do. But where do I apply that hate? To what individual? Give me a name. Give me the name of one of these mass characters. And I'm supposed to focus my hate on that person. I hate what's going on, and we will tell you the reasons why it's going on. There's the difference. And as uncomfortable as it is, in the position that puts some people in, that they feel that they have to make a decision, and they do it for the betterment of their agenda, their service, whatever the case may be. Sometimes, folks, I give out too much information, and I just had to stop myself here. But the choice of the moniker for the network, Because You Can Handle the Truth, if I'm going to cast that aside, then why am I even here? I do not take this lightly. I don't do it recklessly. I do it for a good reason, because I don't care who and what or who's cleaving to what organization, or they're saying that they're this faith or that or the other. It's just simply the facts. We're giving you a detailed explanation as to how and why, where, you get the idea. It's what journalism's supposed to do. Give me the who, what, where, why. Give me the white paper. Give me the comments, the story, both sides. Let me make up my own mind. But that's not what we're getting anymore. That's the reason why we're here. Sorry to say. If the news media in this country acted as if they're news media that cannot be controlled by the Pentagon, by the CIA, by whatever interested group that they consider to be vested, and there's allowances to be made. No. No. So let's remember what the St. Louis chapter of Jewish Voices for Peace, what they have said. They see this for exactly what it is, and I applaud them for putting out the unvarnished truth. Thank you. And no, I don't want to see all Jews dead. Gee, I guess that lets me off the list. But by guilt by association, because somebody says something, oh, well, then that must mean this guy, that's what he believes. Folks, have you ever wondered what it takes to run an organization such as this? It ain't easy. And sometimes there's little traps that are laid for you. And you're supposed to do the right thing by making the decision that benefits the most people. Okay, I can see some problems there. You've heard me use the old Spock thing, Star Trek. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. Uh-uh. Principled, that individual that has his sovereign rights? If you cannot protect the rights of one, how in the hell? That's not what this is designed for, but this is a question I'm putting forward. How can you protect the rights of the many if you do not protect the rights of the one? And this is not an issue of free speech. That, again, is a trap that has been laid. It's just simply reporting what's going on. I don't assign the narratives. I can give you my opinion. But I'm not setting these narratives. I'm not setting this agenda. I am simply reporting on it. And if that is a bad thing in people's minds, well, say goodbye to America. Bye-bye. Continuing with this, this occupation-style policing has made its way to U.S. cities and towns and has become the standard operating procedure at any protest of government. Also, the very same equipment used by the Israeli military for crowd control, tear gas grenades, triple chaser gas canisters, the stun grenades, were used at demonstrations at Ferguson, Oakland, and Anaheim. The LRADs, or the long-range acoustic devices, were also used by both Ferguson police and Israeli military forces. Rashid Khalidi, the Edward Said Professor of Modern Arab Studies at Columbia University, notes how militarized U.S. police reflect the training that is received in Israel and spread throughout the ranks. And I'm quoting, "If American police and sheriffs consider they're in occupation of neighborhoods like Ferguson and East Harlem, this training is extremely appropriate." Getting the mindset here? They're learning how to suppress a people, deny their rights, and use force to hold down a subject population. Feeding into exactly what we've been saying, that this thing should not be about. Isn't that strange? Another trap that is laid. See, folks, after dealing with this for a number of years, I know a landmine when I see one. And just to see if it's a functioning landmine, do you think I'm stupid enough to step on the plunger? Of course not. I'm going to go around it. I'm going to sidestep it. I'm going to go over the top of it. I'm going to go underneath it. I'm going to do whatever I have to do, but I'm not going to walk into the trap. Well, you should be in here doing the show today. This computer has a mind of its own. It just took a story down that I had up on my screen, and I touched nothing. Tell me that Breitbart is not infested. Somebody didn't get in there. I've got my Hotmail account opened up. I open up the Roseanne Arquette story, and I'm done with it. I go to exit out. XXX. Okay, it's gone. I went to click on my email. Boom. 5-10 Roseanne Arquette stories pop right back up. I can't get rid of it. Now, I'm sure that's just a computer glitch, right, Mike? That's not planned. I'm just a conspiracy theorist having fun today. I'm sorry? Microsoft owns Hotmail. I know that. But they also know that I've had this email address for 20 frickin' years. Yeah, they're trying out the good stuff on me. Do I sound upset about it? No, I don't. Do I expect it? Yes, I do. Would I wish it were not so? You betcha. With, by the way, very interesting take here on Mr. Zuckerberg, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, them just being social platforms, and they're there to protect people from the hate and all the caustic things that human beings come up with. This excuse of banning anybody right wing and just keeping the lefties up there, that argument's time has run out. Because what's being asked right now is, well, who is Facebook and who is Twitter? If you're a social platform and you own it, you can ban anybody you want. But is this an arm of internet, I don't know, journalism? Whatever. There's got to be a different standard applied to these people. We'll see what happens with that. Ken in Fort Worth, my political friend. How you doing?
John. Hey, you know what this Ted Cruz was saying something about that mayor up in Portland?
Okay.
Why don't he call him in and quiz him in public?
About?
About what he does. What happened.
And what happened and what did he do?
He complained about him. Well, why don't they drag him in and talk to him? You know, Joe McCarthy says, I can investigate anybody. And he can, too.
And the point would be, what are you getting at? That's what I'm trying to get from you.
To expose that mayor in Portland with that Antifa nonsense.
Ah. I think the mayor is pretty much out. And what I see going on here is I'm starting to see the worm turn. I'm starting to see these people that are making these bad choices, just like the governor of California did today by saying that Donald Trump's not going to be on the ballot unless we can see 5 years of his tax returns. That's illegal. That's unconstitutional. But they think they can do it.
They don't care.
I know they don't care. You look at their state and you can obviously tell nobody there gives a damn. Because nobody's going to pee in their own swimming pool and go swim in it.
Yeah. Hey, I got another thing I want to tell you about.
Yeah.
Years ago, back in the 70s, Sherman Skolnick, reporter in Chicago, maybe.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, he sent me a thing from the bank. It's a bank statement or a bank memo or something. And on the left-hand column was the banks, like banks in New York, Chase, and a bank in Chicago, and different banks. And then on the right side, it showed how many shares that they owned in ABC, CBS, NBC, and Time, and Newsweek, and Chicago Tribune, and New York Times. I go, you know, David Rockefeller controlled all of that.
And you got it. All right, hey, I got a break. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Remember when Ken used to call up with just politics, one sentence, and he was gone? Not anymore.
Needs. Just remember, ancientlifeoil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its well, you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to ancientlifeoil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Go with Al in West Virginia. Go ahead, Al. You're on
the
air.
Hey, John, I just wanted to give you a little tongue-in-cheek here real quick. I was listening to some show. I can't remember which one it was, but at the very end, right when it was closing, this lady called in. She says, I thought it was Baird repeating. She said, well, you know, the NSA is the only government agency that actually listens to the people.
That would almost be funny if it wasn't so tragically true.
It is, but at least she brought a little bit of humor out there for a minute.
Uh-huh.
All right, John, that's all I had, man.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Mike, did you post up that story about the satellites that are going up? You missed that one. Well, All right. Well, let's. I'm sorry. It very well could be. Hey, Mike, you got to see this, man. Come here. Look what the damn thing's doing now. Lord. I'll tell you what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to do a reboot here. Because I can't pull up squat. This thing is taking on. It's amazing. So while it's doing its thing there, you can't even refresh it.
See that?
Now you're going to... I know it's Microsoft. Okay, I know. And Tom, before you text me or call in, yes, I know it's Microsoft. They're not necessarily our good buds and pals. This Elijah Cumming thing? Gee, what have I been talking about? How many trillions of dollars have gone to the inner cities through the hands of the black Democrats in these major cities for the improvement of the inner cities? They don't want to improve nothing. They want to keep their role as being the eternal victim. Gee, who else does that as well? It's a very effective marketing tool. And I will only give you what the NAACP said. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. It is. And when you don't use it and exercise it, and you keep wallowing in the crap that you're wallowing in, and you have no inclination to change yourself or your environment, it's going to continue. And this is just the latest thing with Donald Trump. He went on a rampage here with Elijah Cummings. And I wished I could pull up the story to get ready for the next hour, but I'm going to have to reboot and see if the damn thing comes back up. I got two callers. Who's the first one? Well, Samuel in California, hang on, because I just heard the music. Top of the hour. I'm going to get out of here, reboot this thing. Mike, pull me down, because I'm going to be working in here. Second hour coming up.
Stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairness, schools, and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.